chamber itself, like the shahr, the gate, the entrance, was 20 amas tall. 20 amas tall means the hollow. In other words, the space of the shahr, of the entrance, was 20 amas tall. So usually on top of the shahr, you have to have a tikra. You have like a post on top of it, which mistam was also thick. Mistam was an amma thick. So if you build the mikvah on top of that post, it's another amma elevated. V'ika amma tikra, v'ayta v'yama maziva. When you go to build the mikvah, even after you have the post on top of the gate, but you don't just put the mikvah there, you have to make a base for the mikvah itself. You have to make a maziva. You have to make a floor for the mikvah. So mistam, the floor of the mikvah also was elevated in amma. So this cheshmin should be 25 ammas tall. Because Ayin Itim, in order to get up to the top of the mikvah, should have been 25 amas tall. Because you have the 20 amas of the space of the entrance, then you have an amma on top of that, of the tikra stam, the post on top of it, then another amma, the base of the mikvah, and then first 3 amas high, the mikvah. So Moran says, the amma maziva, and the Moran, shorim the base of Migdish. So shorim the gates of the base of Migdish. Kivon the shisha ninu, it's very smooth, pemashu avdulhu. They can make a very thin tikra. The top post is mamash very thin, a half an inch. And vaita, the mashu of the maziva, to make the base for the mikvah also is very, very small. For the Gemara good, it could be very small. Of v'ika haich mashu, but something it has to be that you have to have a base for the mikvah, and you have to have a board, a post for the shahr. So why don't you include this mashu? It's a little bit more than 23 amas. And if the Gemara is true, there is something more, another few inches. Of a kivon de lehavoi amta lechashav lo. Since it doesn't come to the measurement of an amma, it's not another amma tall. It's not like 24 ammas high. It's 23 ammas and a little bit, so therefore it doesn't cheshbend a little bit. It just leaves it, period, 23 ammas. It's Rashi v'ika amma uve tikra achlal ashar. Like on top of the gate, there's a post. So that post has some thickness to it. Vayta v'yama maziva. You have to have like a base for the mikvah itself, not just on the hole that you toivel in. You need a base there. Now, Dumara b'mashu avdulei tikra shalhen. The post on top is a very small post, and the base for the mikvah is also very small. So, since it doesn't come to be another amma, we don't put this in the cheshbon. Right, then the Mishnah says, when the Kohen Gadol did this first tefillah, which was the tefillah outside the Azara, before he came into the Beis Hamikdash, he had to be toivel, and this was Amunas to do the avoidus of the Korban HaTamid. That was the first avoidus the Kohen Gadol did in the morning, and for that he had to put on the Big Day Zohov. He was wearing his 8th Pagodim like a regular Kohen Gadol. And so the Mishnah says that when he went to the Mikvah, he used to put a curtain made out of boots in front of him to divide him and the people, Mishum Tznius. For the Gemara, Maishna Shabutz. How come the curtain was made out of white linen? Why Adafka Butz? So Gemara says, Kud Yomer Rav Kana. Like Rav Kana says later on the Flamet Hei, that Kadei Shiyake Shavoides Hayoim Bevigdei Butz. We would Adafka put a curtain made out of white linen to remind the Kohen Gadol that today on Yom Kippur, you should know you have to, for sometimes, when you do the Avoid in the Pnim, you have to put on your special four Begodim made out of Butz. Even though the whole year the Kohen Gadol only wears the 8th begodim shel zohov, but on Yom Kippur, when he does the avoidus in the pnim, he has to put on the special 4 begodim made out of boots. So that's why later on in the Mishnah later, where there it's talking about the avoidus, before, when he goes to the mikvah, before he puts on his big day lovon, there it also says we put outside the curtain made out of boots. So there Rav Kahn explains, because we want him to know that he has to soon put on the special begodim shel boots. His hochinami, here in our Mishnah also the same thing. Now here it's the bigger chiddush. We want to teach him right now, even though now, this is the first tefillah in the morning, before he comes into the Azara, that really is going to the mikvah, and when he comes out of the mikvah, really is going to put on now his 8th begodim shel zov, because he's going to do the Korban HaTamid first. And the Korban HaTamid is an avodah you did outside Lefnayim Lefnim, it wasn't in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, so you wore your big day zov. Still, for this tefillah also we put up a curtain made out of boots, to remind you that true, right now you're not going to do it. But I'll call upon him later on in the day, you're going to have to change your begodim again to put on shabbuts. So you should bear it in mind, you Kohen Gadol, that today you're going to have to wear the begodim shabbuts. So Rav Kahana said it's Ikedin later on the next Mishnah, the Ritva says, because there was very necessary. There we're talking about the second tefillah, that you were going to the mikvah to take off your big day zov and to put on now the big day lovin. So before you put on the big day lovin, we put a curtain of love in front of you to remind you what type of a godin you're going to put on. So that's what Rav Kahana said it's din later. So Gemara says, our Mishnah also saying the same Chiddush. And it's a big Chiddush, our Mishnah here. That not only later, but even the first tefillah, even though now you're putting on the big day zov, we want to remind you there's maybe such a thing as putting on the big day lovin later on. So to Mishnah. Poshat, then he took off his clothing. Poshat means in the morning he took off his big day choyl, yorad v'tovom. He went to the mikvah, which was outside the Azorah, which was Neshar HaMayim. Olay came up, v'nistapek, he dried himself with a towel. Then they brought to the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur in the morning to put on his regular 8 begodim, the big day zov. The lovash he put it on, the kiddush yodav raglav. He only washed his hands and feet one time right now. Then hevilo es atomid. Then they brought to him the korban atomid shel shachar. Korotzoi, he made the shchita, and only exactly how much he had to do for the hechsher shchita, he cut roiv of the two simonim. Omerik acha shchita yodoi. And then another Kohen finished off the Shechita. In other words, the Kohen Gadol has to do the Avodah on Yom Kippur. He has to do the Shechita for the Korban HaTamid. But right after the Shechita, the Kohen Gadol also has to do the Avodah of Kabbalah Adam. He has to right away go be Mekabel Adam. So he can't afford, usually when you shech the animal, you don't only shech the Hechsher of Roiv of the two Simonim, you shech all the two Simonim, even though you don't need it. But here the Kohen Gadol can't afford to wait to finish off the Shechita, because he asked the fairs go and collect the dam. So as soon as he did the Hechsher, the Koshera, Shechita, a Rav Simonim, which is called the Avodah, was done with the Kohen Gadol, right away he stops, and he goes and grabs the Kli Sharis to Mekabel the dam. And another Kohen now comes and finishes off the Shechita. That's called Umeirik Achor. Another Kohen comes to finish off the Shechita. Shechita Yodol. Then Kibbalah Sadam, the Kohen Gadol has to run fast to make the Kabbalah Sadam for the Korban HaTamid also. The Zerokai, he has to make the Zerika Sadam also. Then Nichnas Lahakti Keterish Shoshacher. Then the Kohen Gadol has to go inside the Pnim to be Makter the Keterus. Olahete Vesaneris, he also has to make the Atoba Saneris. Olahakir Vesarosh, then he comes outside and he's Makter of the Rosh of the Korban HaTamid. He puts on top of the Mizbeach for that Korova. The Esavorim and the rest of the pieces of meat of the Korban HaTamid, the Korban Ola, also the Kohen Gadol has to schlep it up to the Mizbeach. The Esachavitim, he also brings then the regular mincha that a Kohen Gadol brings every single day, that Chatzi is Baboike, the Chatzi Berit, he has to bring this mincha, the mincha Chavitim. The Esayayin, he has to bring the Nisachayayin, he has to bring. Keterah Shel Shachar, now, let's see Rashi a little. Rashi, v'nistapek mistatep yaluntis, he dried himself with a towel, shel beged, regular towel, l'sapek mayim shal besar v'nistapek v'mskanech, he dried himself with a towel. V'kiddush yodav raglov, minakir, after he went to the mikvah, now he was makadish his hands, from the kiyur, k'liyav l'kamon, shetzaruch l'chol chalifas bigdi ayoyim, kiddush l'pshitam, and kiddush l'lovisha, we'll soon see, that's why he has to make two times the kiddush yodayim raglayim. One, because of the pshita, he's taking off one pair of clothing, and then when he puts on the next pair of clothing for the new levisha, he has to have a second kiddush yodayim raglayim. Now, it's tefillah rishayin azu. Now, this first tefillah that he does in the morning, shapshita shabig de choyol. Which clothing is he taking off? He's taking off not his big day kuna, he's taking off his big day choyol. He. Therefore, lehutzrach lakadash ala pshita. Therefore, you don't have to make a special kiddush yodayim raglayim for the fact you took off your clothing. Of course, you're not taking off Big Day Kodesh, you're taking off your regular Big Day Chol. Like this in the current, this Yom Kippur in the morning, the first time now, you're putting on your Big Day Kuna. So therefore, for taking off your Big Day Chol, you don't have to make a Kiddush or Dimeberg Lion. All you have to do is take off your Big Day Chol, go to the mikvah. Now when you come up from the mikvah, we put on the Big Day Kodesh, and now you have to make the Kiddush or Dimeberg Lion, lecover the Levisham that you put on your Big Day Kuna. Kortz Reforsh B'Gemara, the Kohen Gadol has to make the Shechita of the Korban HaTamid. Omerik Acher B'Goma Kohen Acher Shechita, another Kohen finishes the Shechita. Lefi Shein Kabbalah Sadam K'sher Elo B'Kohen Gadol. The Kohen Gadol has to make the Kabbalah, has to receive the Dam. V'Tzorach Lamayim L'Kabbal, he has to run fast to get the Kli Sharis to Mekabbal the Dam. So therefore, a different Kohen finishes the Shechita. Vaita, Keterah Shel Shachar Hi Yoyse Kreva. The Gemara Reforsh here. Vaita, some more Vaita, Mishnah Vaita now. Ketoreh shel shachar. When was the Ketoreh shel shachar brought? Hoisa kreva bein dam le'evorim. It was brought in between the korban atomid. Hey, first they made the shrit to the korban atomid, and he was mekabel the dam, and he made his rikas adam. Now, before they took the evorim, the pieces of meat, up to the mizbeach to be burnt, that's where they brought the keteris. Shobein habayim. Where was the bein habayim brought? And where was the keteris shobein habayim brought? Bein evorim l'nesachim. There was brought after they burnt the evorim, after they burnt the pieces of meat, that's where they brought the keteris. Before they brought the nesachim. Now, imhoye kohen gadol zokin, o yistinis. If on Yom Kippur, the kohen gadol was an old kohen gadol, or else he was an istinis, he was a phonic. He was what we call a delicate. Is melamech, and he had to go to the mikvah 5 times, and the mouth of the mikvah was cold. They didn't have a heating system. We weren't allowed to heat it up on Yom Kippur. So the water was cold. So what's going to be if it's an istinis, he can't take the cold water? Is mechamen loichamen. We heated up water from him, Rashi says, mi be'erav Yom Kippurim. From before Yom Kippur, we used to heat up hot water. And on Yom Kippur, we would pour this hot water into the mikveh to warm up the mikveh a little bit. Not to make it cham. There's no isabishal. There's not going to be mavashal, the water on Yom Kippur. He just made the water a little lukewarm. There's no isabishal. And you pour this hot water into the cold water of the mikveh, just to take away the chill of the water. Not to make the water hot, that would be an issa bishul, but rather just to warm up the water a little bit, to take off the chill of the water. That's what they did when the Kohen Gadol was a zokin or an istinis. So the Gemara, Omru Rabbonon, Kaimed Rapapa. The Rabbonon said in front of Rapapa that, Ho Deloik Rameya. The Chura, our Mishnah does not go according to Rameya. But our Mishnah says again, the first thing in the morning was, he took off his begodim, he went to the mikvah, dried himself, and then he put on the big dezov, and then he made one kiddush adayim raglayim. That's all. Only one time at the beginning. So the happening was, that's like Rab Meir. The Rab Meir, because if you want to say, I'll mishnah goes according to Rab Meir, even the yoma, trei kiddushay, alavi shavid, since he holds that every time when the Kohen Gadol and Yom Kippur had to make the two kiddushim adayim raglayim, that's when he changed one pair of clothing to the other pair, he had to be mekadosh his hands 2 times. Now, Rav Meir's shita is, you know why you have to mekadosh 2 times? Both are lekoved denu levisha. That's why you have to be mekadosh hands 2 times. One before you put on the clothing, and one after you put on the clothing. But both kiddushim is lekoved denu begodim you're putting on. So, Bezoi, hochinami, here also the now Mishnah. The first time when he goes to the mikvah to put on the first, he took off his big day chayil, but now he's going to put on the big day zov. Since he's putting on the big day kuna, he should also have to have 2 times the kiddush adayim raglayim. Why does our Mishnah only say 1 time? If it goes according to Rameya, his hochinami, now Mishnah also should be levetrei kiddushay. He should have to do 2 times the kiddush adayim raglayim. Alavisha. Because he's putting on now big de kuna. True, the pshita taking off. He's only taking off his big de choyol. But according to Rameya, you don't have to make a kiddush because of the pshita, what you took off, but only because of Levisha. So since you're putting on now the big de zob, you should have to do the first time also 2 times kiddush adayim raglayim. So Rashi, Rabbona means Talmideh de Rapapa. Omru kach lefonav. As Rapapa's Talmideh, Lechura said over to Rapapa. That later to Machlokes, the Mishnah, Rav Meir and the Rabbonin, when did they do the second tefillah? Show you Makdimim Kiddush Lepshita. Did the Rabbonin say, before the Kohen took off his first begodim, he made the Kiddush Adayim Raglayim, then he took it off. For who? And Rav Meir holds on like that. Vuhiktim shitla kiddush. Rameya says later, no. When you change from one begodim, big day zov, to big day lovan, first you have to take off your begodim, and then you make the kiddush adayim raglayim. The Tanan, we learned the Mishnah later. Rameya waimer, poshat, first take off your big day zov, then the kiddush, then you make the shehins, then you go to the mikvah, then you put on the other set of begodim, and then you make a second kiddush. Is the chur? What's the machlekes tolian? The shemini mened is really the shnei kedushin sutra hakosiv ben beggar the beggar the alpha come on will soon dash him sukim hadu mechal. We know you have to be mekadosh 2 times. Is tavayim mishum levishas begodim? Rav Meir Shritter is both of them is because of the new begodim you put on. Hameschalfim. Tachas Rishonim, who? Okamri Masnisin, the Kavosai. So our Mishnah does not go like Rav Meir. Tanan. The Rav Meir, because if our Mishnah goes according to Rav Meir, but Tfilo Rishonim, the first Tfilo now, Namani boy Trey Kedushi. So Kohen Gadol should also have to wash his hands two times. To a big day Kedushu, Bo Lilvosh. Because even though he's taken off his big day chayom, but he's going out to put on the big day zov. So for the big day zov, it's called the good levisha. You should have to wash your hands two times. So Chutzarayah, our Mishnah goes only according to the Rabbanan. But the Rabbanan is very good. The Rabbanan say always the two kedushim is one because you took off big day kodesh, and the second one because you're putting on. But here, the first in the morning, you're taking off your big day chayom. Therefore, for taking off, you don't have to make a kiddush. Only for the putting on, that's why it's good the Mishnah says only one. But according to Ramea, the Churit Shver, so Gemara answers back, no. The Papa answers not like that. Amalu Rapapa, Papa answers back, I can tell you no. That Bein the Rabbon and Bein the Rav Meir, Chad Apshita the Big Day Kodesh, V'chad Alavisha. I'll tell you no. Ramea is also moided to the Rabbon and Svarim. The Ravada, that's what you have to do two times. You have to mekadesh your hands and your feet from the Kiyum. When you take off one pair and put on another pair, Pshita, one Kiddush is for the Begodim you took off. Where you took off one set of Big Day Kodesh. And the second Kiddush is for the new Begodim you're putting on. Even Ramea holds like that. Then it's very good, our Mishnah. Since the first time when you're taking off your Big Day Chayom, there's no reason to wash your hands then, because it's only Big Day Chayom. When do you have to wash? Only by putting on now the Big Day Kodesh. So then, if that's the case, what's the Machlekes Ramea and Rabbanan then? Gemara says, "V'hocha bochim iflugei." I tell you, a papa wants to answer. This is the machlokes Ramei and the Rabbanim. The pasuk says, "Uposhat v'rochatz v'lovash." It says, "Uposhtes begodov." Then it says, "V'rochatz." Then another pasuk later says, "V'lovash begodov." So it says the word "v'rochatz" in between the mitzvah of taking off your big day lovin and then putting on your big day azov. Is Ramei? So Ramei holds like this: Makis pshita l'lovisha. We make the hekish of taking off one pair to putting on the new pair. Ma levisha, just like when you do the kiddush for putting on the new pair, the new set of the begodim, is loivish, that's for sure. First you put on the new pair of the begodim, either it's the big day lovin or big day zov, the yachakach mekadish, and then first you make the kiddush adayim reglayim. As after the mikvah, you put on the new pair of the begodim, and then you make the kiddush adayim reglayim. So Ramei holds af shita. The same thing before you take off your old clothing, poishit, v'yachakach mekadish. He also holds. First make the pshita, and then you mekadish your hands. Just like by the levisha. First you put on the new begodim, you make the maisa levisha, and then you make the kiddush adayim reglayim. So what in the pshita? First you have to take off your old clothing, which has to be big day kodesh, because this kiddush, the first kiddush, is lekovered the pshita. But not that first you do the kiddush and then the pshita, but rather first do the maisa pshita, first take off the begodim that you wear in the big day kodesh, and then do the kiddush adayim reglayim. That's Ramea shita. But Avada Ramea is also maskim. The first kiddush adayim reglayim is only because you took off a big day kodesh. Mashenka and now Mishnah, the first pshita in the Mishnah of the day, which you're taking off your big day chayom, you don't have to make a kiddush adayim reglayim. Abuzay, what's the rabbanim svara? Rabbanan Savri, Makis Pshita Lavisha. We also make the Hekish, the Pshita to Lavisha. But we'll do like this. Ma Lavisha, just like by putting on the new begodim. Kishu Lavish. Mekadish, just like by the Lavisha. It's after you put on the new set of begodim. So you have to make the Kiddush Adayim Raglayim, is our Pshita. The same thing when you're taking off your old pair of begodim. Kishu Lavish Mekadish. Before you take off those begodim, like before you take off your big day Zov, to put on the big day lovin, while you're still wearing the big day zov, that's when you have to make the kiddush. Just like when you put on the new big day lovin, you make the kiddush adayim reglayim. If you have the begodim on, who are then by the pshitim, you make the kiddush adayim reglayim before you took off the clothing. That's the whole machlokes. But everybody is masking, even Rameyam, the first kiddush is the cover of the pshita you took off the big day kiddush. But here in the Mishnah, the first pshita was big day chol, you don't have to wash your hands then. That's what Rav Papa wants to answer back to the Rabbanim. That our Mishnah could go according to Ramei also. Omru Lei Rabbanim. Rabbanim said back, Omru Lei Rabbanim Rav Papa. The Rabbanim said back to Rav Papa, is that true? Can you say what you're saying, that according to Rav Meir, the first Kiddush is the cover of the Pshita, and not that both of them are the cover of the Levisha? For a time, we learned like this. Parsu Sadin Shabbuts. They used to spread out the sheet made out of white linen. Beinai Leveinom, between the Kohen Gadol when he went to the mikvah and the rest of the people, Mishum Snias. Now, Parshat, he took off his clothing, his first begodim, in the morning, this was when he went down to the table for the Korban HaTamid, which he took off his big dechel. Parshat B'yorad V'tovo, all of his top, he got up and dried himself. Hevi'el big dechel, they put on now the big dechel to do the avodah of the Korban HaTamid. The lova, she put it on. The Kiddush Yod of Raglav. That's what the Rabbanan hold. You only wash your hands one time. Rav Meir says, though, no. Poshat, take off your big dechol in the morning. The Kiddush Yod of Raglav. And even though you took off your big dechol, still, right away, you have to make Kiddush Yodayim Raglayim. You have to be Mikadosh your hands from the Kiyur. Then, B'yorad V'tovol, then he goes down to the Mikvah. Ola, he comes up. V'nestapek, and he dries himself. Then, Hevi'el big dechol. They bring him the big deserve now to start doing the avodah of the korban atomid. For lova, she puts it on the kiddush yod of raglav, and he has to make a kiddush yodayim raglayim. So you see clearly, according to Rameya, even the first pshita, taking off the first clothing the first time, also you have to have a kiddush yodayim raglayim. So what's the pshat in Rameya? You can't say like the papa wanted to say. Rameya also says the first kiddush is the cover of the pshita, taking off the clothing, because he taking off big dechol. For taking off your big dechil, for sure you don't have to wash your hands. So according to Raya, according to Rameyam, both kiddushim are lekoved, so putting on the new begodim. But lekoved the new begodim, you have to wash your hands one time after you took off the old clothing. But the kiddush now with lekoved, you're going to put on a big dechil. Then you go to the mikvah. Then you put on the new begodim, and then you have to have a second kiddush. But both kiddushim is lekoved, the new begodim you're putting on. That's why it's good, even this first Levisha, where you took off your big dechol, and now putting on big dezorv, you have to wash your hands twice. So you see, clearly, not like what Papa wanted to say. Or Malhus, or Papa answered back, I'm asking to you, Itanya Tanya, if you tell me the Ferish price like that, I'll be asking to you. As your Papa was just saying in Svara, for now, Mishnah, I would say there's no fear with Rav Meir. Because our Mishnah can answer you, Rav Meir is also Moida, that the first Kiddush is Lekoved the Pshita, if you take off Big the Kiddush. But here, the Rabboni answered back, the Farish of Raisa says not like that. So Rav Pop was masking, Itanya Tanya, Rashi says, Ho'omale Itanya, the Hedja, if you bring me a Farish of Raisa, you just did, the Masach like Trey Kiddusha, Itanya, I'm asking to you. Omehi Ikla Mashma, from here, from this price, it's true. You have a Chlorayom, the time of the Rameyah Mishum Tavayu Alavisham, that both Kiddushim, according to Rameyah, is the covered, the new Levisha you're putting on. But if you wouldn't have found me this Farish of Brightsum, then have the Shemin and Levi plugged to this Philo, Shinida Masnissin. But from our mission alone, you wouldn't have any Raya. From our mission alone, we can answer the way we wanted to say. That Rameyah is also masking, the first Kiddush is the covered, the Pshita. Why do you have to first make the Kiddush after you took off your clothing? That's the Hekish of Pshitam to Belovash. But the Rabboni answered back, no, I have a fair price, not like that. Samela's good, that our Mishnah does not come out according to Rameya. Must look like this now. Bishtay Mother Rameya, I understand very good according to Rameya, that he says you always have to have two Kiddushim, even the first changing, when you took off your Big Day Chol. Still, you have to wash your hands twice, because you're putting on Big Day Kiddush. His Hainu de Mishkachas lo Asari Kiddushin.